This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is a great day here in Longmont, Colorado. We have got one of my favorite guests on the show today, and you are going to swallow your cigars. It is going to be so fun, but before we get there, we got some talking to do.
Oh, dear.
Aren't you happy?
Am I going to the woodshed?
No, you're not going to the woodshed.
Oh, all right, good.
How about the naked truth?
That was...
Have you heard about it, Simon?
No, what is it?
I'm in the bathtub today, and all of a sudden I thought, geez, I ought to do a reel and call it the Naked Truth.
The Naked Truth with Tom.
The Naked Truth with Tom. And I just did a reel from the tub and just pontificated about some stupidity that I am. But people went crazy on it, and I think I'm going to make that a thing. So that got launched today, which was very, very exciting. And then you have gotten into a strategic alliance, actually acquired by NowSight.
Far more than a strategic alliance.
Yeah. And you are, like, smart. You look smarter to me right now.
I have been hanging around smart people, finally. Simon's one of them. I'm getting to, you are a product of the people you hang around. So I just want to hang around with these high-level people like Simon and the people at NowSight.
People love. I told Barb Pitcock you were on. She was out of her mind. She wants to meet you so bad. People love Simon Chan. Why don't you introduce this baseball-loving, God-fearing, unbelievable father, coach, mentor to you about baseball? Because I'm telling you, all you do ever is tell me how much you love him. And I got to do one of his really, really, really important shows in the number category. And I still get comments and calls all the time about that show I did with him about 5 years ago. This guy is the real deal at a level you won't believe, especially integrity-wise. I love him. So take it away.
I do, too. Simon is the founder of MLM Nation, the host of the MLM Nation podcast, which he can tell us in a minute what episode number he is on now. But he is if you look up consistency in the dictionary, you will find a huge picture of Simon as evidenced by his podcast, and so much so that he has now become the recognized expert in the world of consistency for network marketers. He wrote a book called The Consistency Pill, which is fantastic. It's a must-read for network marketers. And not many people would sign up to what Simon just launched because very few people have the guts to step up to committing to do what he just committed to doing, which is that Simon literally just launched a daily newsletter. He's putting out a newsletter every single day for network marketers, and it's short, sweet, funny, and awesome, and so you want to do that too on MLMNation.com. But Simon Chan...
I told somebody that you graduated from UCLA or Stanford. Was either of those right?
They are kind of right in terms of one of them has similar colors, but other than that, really, really wrong.
Well, so I just need everybody to know I lied. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Columbia.
That was it. Same country.
Same country.
No, all the way out in Medellin. That's where I went to school.
Say that one more time, Simon.
I went to, I think there's a little lag here, but no, that was a joke. I went to college in Medellin in Colombia. No, but I went to Columbia University. So, hey, I have something funny to share with you, Tom, because I love your personalities. You know, when you talk about being the naked truth, I was watching one of my mentors posted something so funny, like talk about Zoom webinars, and some guy was on a webinar while he was showering and did not turn off the webcam.
Oh, my God.
But maybe
God.
That's your next step, Tom. That's the naked truth there. This guy was on the webinar and did screen capture, and the guy actually was showering and was on a webinar.
That is unbelievable. At age 72, there's literally nothing to see, so that's awesome. I'll do it. So
number two is, I know we did Tom was featured on a show, episode 200, and I know you want to feel young, but it wasn't 5 years ago. It was almost 8 years ago.
Wow.
So you're a little bit more experienced and wiser than you actually give yourself credit to.
I really am, and I'm just telling you, I love me. So take her away.
I'm having a technical issue here, and so I'm going to deal with that for a second. So you take it away for 1 second while I sort this out.
All right, Simon, we want to talk to you about what you're up to these days. You're doing this daily newsletter, which is absolutely a commitment and a half. And on top of that, I believe you to be one of the highest level generic trainers in the profession. People are out of their minds watching you create unbelievable breakthroughs for people. How long you've been doing it? What is it you do? And why are you different?
I'm trying to be as old as you. So you say you're 72. So I, you know, every time I'm on the show, you make fun of your age, Tom, because you get older and older.
So okay.
I remember last time we were talking about that. But I've been in network marketing for 20 years. Okay, 10 years of building. Built a seven-figure business, and 10 years as a generic trainer. And I think what makes me different is, I think number one is I do my best to be different. One of the best books I read early on was The Purple Cow by Seth Godin.
Yeah.
Which was, told me about marketing, right? Like, I think as most people, when we grew up, we wanted to fit in, right? We want to fit in with our friends. We want to stand out and get criticism or get good people make fun of us. But talking about if you want to be successful in business and marketing, you got to stand out. You got to be different. You got to be the purple cow. Black and, you know, the black and white cow, what happens to them? They get slaughtered, right? A purple cow, you'll be in a museum. You may even be on the Legacy Leadership Show. I don't know, but you'll be definitely honored. And so I think I've always did things a little bit differently, whether it was my no BS style. I mean, that just comes from my personality, the way I was raised, very straight and direct. I don't fluff. I think in network marketing, there's a lot of fluff already, like motivational rah-rah. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I guess people who are from the Northeast are more skeptical, and I just want the real truth. You know, and I knew in the network marketing, the beginning was like, hey, a lot of people fail. It doesn't matter a lot of people fail. I don't care if like 95% don't make it, or 98% with the average income disclosure. I'm not average right now. I may not be good, but I'm going to go out there and make a commitment. And I made a five-year commitment back in 2003 that doesn't matter what happens, I'm not going to quit for 5 years. I'm going to make six figures in 5 years. And I think that's one of the things that also helped me out with thinking long-term. Long-term is not 5 days, 5 weeks. It's like more, even more than 5 years. So I can go on and on talking about myself, but it's just being different and being unique and not being afraid to go after your calling, right? If you're trying to fit in, you're never going to make it. And that may mean that your audience may, whatever you talk about, may turn off people, right? So I started out doing online marketing back in 2004. It started out as like an email, that time, it's funny, I'm going back to email newsletter. I started out the easy, was way before blogs. And I emailed and I talked about motivation, talk about starting a business, being an entrepreneur. And a lot of my friends are like, come on, what happened to you? And they stopped reading it. They, you know, blocked me. And I think one of the first lessons was like, doesn't matter. I'm not there to please them. You know, one of my mentors told me like, they're not paying your bills, right? If you're buying their opinions, you're buying their life, you're buying their lifestyle. And they definitely didn't have the lifestyle I wanted. So just be different and speak your voice and be, go after what you want to say in your call. We all have a unique voice, something special. I think a lot of people, why they are stuck is they're afraid to go really share what they wanted to share because they're afraid of the feedback.
No doubt about it. So you're going to be happy. I'm going to actually warm your cockles here. There's a guy watching the show called Bob Bodine, and he is the guy that placed Bud Selig in the commissioner's job for Major League Baseball. And he also wrote a book called The Power of Who and a crazy spiritual book called Two Chairs. And he's on here right now, and he's a guy you need to know. So I just thought that would be a nice little gift for you to get to see Bob Bodine and Bob Bodine to get to see you because you are a rock star spiritually, baseball-ly, role model-ly, and everything-ly, and I love you, Troy Dooley. Armand, we got him. Harris Williams. It's just unbelievable who we got watching today.
This is a lineup right here.
Courtney Looper.
I know it.
It's a day.
It is a day.
Hey, don't make me nervous, Tom. You're getting me nervous.
You don't have any idea who's watching this show. You are going to throw up in your mouth. It's unbelievable. So start performing, will you?
Yeah, don't call me up. Oh, my goodness. So So let's talk about baseball for a second, Simon, because, you know, one of the things we were talking about this before the show, I'm coaching my little boy Hugo in baseball. Simon has three kids who are all playing super high-level baseball. Like, we might be watching them in the big leagues, and Bob Bodine might be they might have Bob Bodine as somebody helping them out one of these days. These kids are playing at that kind of level. But you have devoted a huge amount of time to helping your boys to play the game at a really high level, to make sure that they do it in a way that they still enjoy. And I can imagine that's not an easy balancing act. How do you, what have you learned as you have found a way to continue building MLM Nation while also showing up for your kids in such a big, important way?
Well, I think first I have to be really grateful for the network marketing profession. Because before I knew about network marketing profession, I was at a job from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30, 6:30 p.m. 5 days a week, and sometimes I'd go in for the weekends. And I never knew about time freedom or the concept of getting paid even if you don't work until I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, which led me into this profession and allowed me to create, you know, even before I launched ML Nation, getting a passive income stream that allowed me to do that. So super grateful. So my daily routine is normally I work in the morning, I get up early, and then I, you know, take a nap. More about the nap in a second. And I pick up my son at 2 o'clock and from school, and we work. I have a batting cage in my house, and I work with my boys 7 days a week. And now, a few things about that is the one part of baseball is not just to teach about pursuing dreams, but it's about teaching the habits, you know, values, such as I love baseball because of values of consistency, right? Teaching my boys, like, if you want to be good, it's, you don't need to practice 2 hours a day, but you do need to practice 10 to 15 minutes a day on your swing, 7 days a week. And I'm probably crazy. I am crazy. That even on vacations, we bring a swinging bat and we'll practice in the parking lot. Okay. And when we were in Vancouver and it was freezing, we took that practice bat and hit snowballs. Something to always get that swing going, right? Because it's just like prospecting. I remember when I was building network marketing or do any type of sales, you know, if I took a day off, I would go out there and I'll be rusty on Monday, right? And, like, you know, Natasha, my friends, I saw that comment. I'm crazy. And yes, successful people are crazy, right? I remember I interviewed Tom Chanel on episode 200. He talked about his routine, walking and making, while he's walking every single day, no exceptions, he would follow up with his leaders, right? Successful people are crazy. They have crazy routines, and that's what makes them successful. So one of the ways we're balancing, and this is exactly what I did in network marketing.
Hey, we got to take a quick break. This is a radio show. We got a hard break in about 14 seconds. Genesis Communication Network is a blowtorch, 500 stations. They let us on for the last 10 years. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for that. We've got Simon Chan on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. He's a rock star. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Show with the one and only Simon Chan. This guy is a movie star. You want to get involved with him. You want to go to his website and just watch some of his trainings, listen to some of his shows. Look at how deeply he immerses people into network marketing training, because he immerses them as deeply as he immerses those poor little kids out there swinging baseball bats all day long, which is really, really exciting. I know that's what Luis Arriaza does with his son. And I'm telling you, it is the magic thing is repetition, consistency, dedication, and hard work. And you are doing it, Simon, on all fronts. And we love you. So over to you, buddy.
Yeah. So, all right. We were talking before the break, Simon, about how high performers have crazy schedules. And you and Tom have something in common that is part of your high performance crazy schedule every day, which is that both of you take naps literally every single day, which not a lot of adults that I know do. And so, Simon, talk about your crazy schedule and how naps fit into it and why you have found that to be such an effective part of what you do.
Yeah, so going back to, you know, we're talking about how to get all the stuff done, is planning, right? Planning your day. So I get up at 4:50 a.m. and I do a consistency pep talk 5 days a week. I've been doing it for the last 3-4 years. Every day at 8:25 a.m. Eastern, which is 5 a.m. my time. And by the way, the reason I do that is a lot of times people ask, what's the best time to go live? What's the best time to go post on social media? The best time is the time you can go consistently, right? And sometimes people think it's oh, in the morning or what. But you know what? Think global, right? Like, you know, in the morning, like 5:25 a.m. is not good for Pacific time. It's probably pretty good for Eastern time, but bad for Central. Go global. And this is something I learned once from my mentor. He says, and I'm sorry if I offend anyone, but it says, poor people think local. Middle class think national. Successful people are wealthy. They think international. So when I'm going at 5:25, I'm not thinking about the people in L.A. I'm thinking about it's a great time for my followers in the Philippines. It's a great time for people in Australia. It's a pretty good time for almost lunchtime in the U.K. think global. Think global. But just planning things out. And then, like, you know, I work for 2 hours. I work out. I take my son to school. And then I get tired. You know, maybe I'm getting older. I get tired. And I take a 20 to 40 minute power nap. At like 9, this way, around like 9 a.m. When most people are going to work, I'm taking a nap. Because you know what? I've got more done in the 2 hours than most people have done in a day. And being an entrepreneur is changing the thinking. It's like, it's not about how much time you work. You can work 8 hours in a business and do nothing. Scroll on social media. Scroll. You can work 10 minutes and get more done than 1 hour, right? You can get 10 minutes and follow up with the right people, reaching out to the right people, creating content. That would be more than like an hour just, you know, watching videos and doing this and wasting time. So, you know, taking a nap is, you know, there's a point of diminishing return where you're working and you're not mentally clear, right? But after that nap, I feel like I get more done in 1 hour than most people can get in 3 hours. So that's why a nap, it's proven, and I work out a routine. And I think everyone has their energy cycles. Some people are evening people. Some people are morning people. And I operate well in the morning. And this is something I want to share with everyone, something I learned, because I'm always studying productivity, maybe more like caffeine. Most people drink caffeine, whether it's tea or coffee. And I learned that you should not take any caffeine in the first 90 minutes after you wake up. So if you're taking caffeine when you wake up in the morning, it actually decreases the effect of the caffeine. Because when you wake up from sleep, you actually have some natural energy. And you're basically losing that natural energy by taking caffeine. So that's something I've done. I drink a lot of water. My goal was to drink, 100 ounces of water within the first 10 hours. So by 2 p.m., I pick up my son. I actually have measured. I have this bottle. This is a 32-ounce water flask, and I might go to drink three of them before 12 or 1 o'clock. And normally I get this done within 7. I drink a lot of water, so it gives me energy. I do go to the bathroom a lot, but hey, makes me productive.
It's worth it. That is so awesome. And do you know who Dan Goh is? Have you ever heard that name, Simon?
Yeah, sounds very, very familiar.
Yeah, he's a big, like, high-performance fitness coach that focuses on working with entrepreneurs, and I hate him because he's the first person who told me that thing about you're not supposed to drink coffee for 90 minutes, which was just totally jacked up what I love doing first thing in the morning. However, I've been doing it for a while, and he is right on. And it's these little things, right? You have your nap routine. You have your 17 baths a day routine. You have these things of a super high performance business machine that just work for you. And you make them work because you do what you love.
I just absolutely love my life. I made it work for me. Some people might not, you know, I look like a prune, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I'm the happiest prune on the planet. And nobody gets more follow-up done. Nobody gets more rotations of remember done. It works for me, and that's all I'm really interested in, is that I can make a difference for other people, showing them that consistency, taking the consistency pill, works. We're coming back right after this with the great Simon Chan. It has been fun so far, and it's only going to get better, so stick around.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You USA News Update. President Biden launched his re-election campaign with a major rally in Philadelphia today, hosted by union members.
Not a joke. I've been saying this for a long time, long before I ran for president. The middle class built this country, and you built the middle class.
He expressed pride in being the most pro-union president in American history and expressed his anticipation for running again. More than a dozen people were injured when a Baltimore City bus crashed into a building this morning. The bus hit two other vehicles before hitting that building in the Seton Hill neighborhood. The incident declared a mass casualty with 17 injuries, including two potentially life-threatening. The Labor Department is imposing a fine of nearly $300,000 on the maker of Hostess Twinkies after a worker lost a fingertip. Hostess Brands, the bakery company, was found to have safety and training failures that resulted in the injury at a Chicago facility. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Show. Long segment here. We're going to drill into what my dear friend Simon Chan thinks about the state of network marketing versus all these bells, whistles, tricks, funnels, all this jazz, and just let you understand the fundamentals are the key to the deal. And all that other stuff is just great, but you got to have the fundamentals. He is a genius at that. He is the coach of the coaches. Take it away, Adrian.
So, you know, Simon, you grew up in a very traditional background in terms of your parents' vocations, and, you know, clearly they, you know, whether you had this innately or whether they drilled it into you or some combination of the two, you had to have been an extremely high-performing student to get into Columbia and do all these things that you did. And then you found your way into the network marketing profession. And so I want to just hear a little bit about how that world, you know, you were exposed to a lot of things besides network marketing and yet chose network marketing. And so I want to, before we go into kind of what do you see as the future, I want to go into what is the timeless, you know, what were the timeless things that you saw that attracted you to network marketing when clearly you went to a university and did things where you could have chosen to go down any path?
Yeah, you know, I thought I was going to be a doctor, like my dad, right? And even though I'm a shy, quiet Asian kid from Brooklyn, New York, like, my parents told me, like, oh, you know, because English is my third language, and I wasn't good at English classes. And my parents said, you know, don't worry about English, you know, just study science and math and do well in that. The problem was, like, I was Asian, and I sucked in science and math, right? So that totally messed me up. I'm like, well, I'm not like the typical Asian out there. But I think one of the things, going back to getting to Columbia, I definitely wasn't smart, definitely not smart. But I learned early on that you can make up for, like, you test me for IQ, and I said, I'm definitely not smart. I'm definitely not wise, I would say. But you can make up a lot through pure work ethic. And I think for me, I got into an Ivy League college, not because I was smarter than kids, it's because my parents basically forced me to study my butt off, right? And if I wanted money, if I wanted toys, hey, I'll buy you all the G.I. Joes and Transformers videos. You get A pluses, you get it. And for me, like, I didn't want to get in trouble. If you do bad, you're going to get punished. And I just like, all right, I'll study my butt off. I'll just study. If someone studied for 30 minutes to get an A, I'll study 2 hours to get an A plus so I can get more toys. I can get more G.I. Joes. I can get more baseball cards. I'll get a bigger allowance. You know, I'll get a nicer bike. Someone can get a $200 bike. If I study for A pluses, I'll get a $500 bike. So I learned early on, like, there were people who were smarter than me, but I did better because I worked harder every day. Right? I'll consistently just work. So that got me into school. And I think the thing I don't remember anything I learned. The two things I got out of Columbia was, first of all, I don't remember anything I learned from Columbia. The two benefits was, number one, was the network. Right. So I didn't do that well, but I had friends that were making $1 million at 25 years old. And I felt I was like the dumbest kid. Right. I have another friend making $200,000 after 3 years out of college. Right. So, you know, we talked about it. You want to be successful. You hang out with successful people. So I felt like a dumbass. I was like, I'm dumb. So that motivated me. Like, wait, but I don't want to see they're working like 100-hour weeks. I don't want their life. I want to make their money. But I don't want to live their life. So that's why I attracted to be network marketing, was you can make that money, but don't have to work and be a slave to corporate America. I mean, be slave to finance. Okay. Could do work in a law firm in M&A and work 100 hours, 120 hours a week. I didn't want that, right? Because I wanted to still have a life. Because I kind of grew up with my parents are upper middle class, where my dad was a doctor. But my favorite moments was to play baseball with my dad. And then by the time I was 9 and 10, that stopped because he was always busy as practice at the hospital and all that. You know, I grew up with 3 Mercedes, right? And as a kid, I didn't care about a Mercedes. I just wanted to go to Yankee Stadium. I wanted to go to MSG to watch the Knicks. And I couldn't do that because my dad was always working. So for me, it's not about money. It's more about the time flexibility, the time freedom. And that's what attracted me to network marketing. The second thing about what I learned in school was, and I think I probably learned the most from Columbia, was that no matter how miserable it was, and I wasn't a good student, I would find myself often cramming 5 chapters of engineering mechanics, like the worst subject in like 5 days. And I hated it. I was like, why am I doing this to myself? I hated it. You know what? But I sucked it up. My life was tremendous misery. I didn't sleep much, didn't do anything else, but I passed. And I did, and the key was I did not drop the class and did not quit. I passed. And I think that taught me a lot at early ages. No matter how tough things are, you just stop being a wuss and just go at it and sit there and study. Now, you can make it easy and study a little bit, do the chapters, and do get an A+. But unfortunately, I wasn't that student. I didn't have the discipline. I would save again sometimes 10 chapters in 10 days to do it. And I passed. And I think that was helped me a lot in network marketing later on, where no matter how tough it was and how brutal it was, I'd never quit, right? And I go back to the hard work. If I just stay at this consistently enough, I'll get it. If I those 10 chapters, I don't remember a thing. I remember I did not quit. I was very miserable. I didn't have fun. It was definitely not enjoyable, but I passed. And having that tenacity helped me in network marketing. I see a lot in giving the no BS truth here. Like, I see a lot of network marketers, they want it, but the small little sign of, like, adversity or rejection, they're like, oh, I can't do it. Oh, no, it's too hard. Oh, hey, suck it up and do it, right? And listen to your uplines. They're always thinking of another, an easier way. Hey, network marketing's been around for 70 years. The principles are the same. It's about relationship building. It's about following up. It's like what Tom does really well, checking in. I always get a text from Tom. Tom, it's like, Simon, you're the man. I love your pictures of your boys. You're the best. We love you. Every month, I get a message. Just doing those basic fundamentals all the time. That's what success is. Even when times are tough, you do it. But I think, so going back to that, it's the lack of consistency, and I think right now in terms of how network marketing has changed, it's like today is the easiest time to sign up someone, but the hardest time to keep someone, right? Like when I got started, all I knew was my company was awesome. I attended. I didn't know, there was no YouTube, no Facebook, nothing. I just got my company little CD every month in audition. I'll listen to it. I'll go to 10 trainings. I'll be fired up. I'll be focused. Nowadays, you can find out this other company or that company is so much easier, or this is either one. And then you all of a sudden get this, instead of using that 10 minutes, and people say, well, that video is only 2 minutes. But that 2 minutes, you can go out there and follow up someone. 2 minutes, you can check in with your high school friend, right? But instead, you're going out there looking for the shiny object syndrome, which is a curse, it's a disaster. So, yeah, well, you have a team, and that's when the leaders really have to work on the culture. Because if you don't, there's always a better opportunity. You know, my first newsletter I did, like, come out 2 weeks ago was, I tried to make it funny. It was like, all these cars, and it's stuck, and all of a sudden turned this way. It's like, oh, my company's not working. Oh, that company's better. Let's jump ship and all go. And then, like, a couple months later, no, that one's better. Let's go there. You don't know. It's you. The problem is you. Look yourself in the mirror. That's what's wrong.
That's so true. And, you know, I think we should pull on that thread that Simon said, you know, it's not like, it has never been easier to get somebody to sign up in your deal, and it's never been harder to keep them.
No question about it. There's just every opportunity. They join with a click and they leave with a click. And if you don't create that, love the BLTSs. If they don't feel like they belong, if they don't feel like you love them, if they don't feel like they can trust you, if they don't feel like they're safe with you, BLTS, like a BLT sandwich, they are gone. But if you get those four things in place, like Amway did for so many years, I'll tell you one thing right now, you can't wedge them out with a crowbar. And that's what you want to build, is that kind of glue, right?
Absolutely. You know, give a big shout out to my friend Jordan Aller on here, right? He's watching here.
Yeah.
He did a great podcast recently with Randy Gage that talked about it, right? How the profession has changed. But at the end of the day, it's still the same fundamentals, right? We are in a relationship-building business, whereas the relationship is built online, and online is about the profile, right? You got to be sharing who you are. That's a mistake that people make. Like, they start on social media, and they don't really share who they are. I click on some of my followers, they're one picture, the blurry picture. Oh, I don't know if they have kids. I don't know if they're married. I don't know anything about them, right? This is like 2023 now. You want to build your network marketer, you got to let, when I click on your profile in 10 seconds or less, I got to feel that I know who you are. I got to feel I know how old you are, if you have family, what you like to do. Because if I don't, then I'm out. There's no trust.
Adrian's new partner from this Now site's a guy named Justin Bellaboba, and he went to Harvard. And you guys just remind me, you three guys, with your kids, with your absolute fervent desire to change the world, yet keep it the same through relationships, but using the power of the whole world, what you said about local, what you said about national, and what you said about international, and just being able to corral the world into your complete control with relationships, and the stickiness is the key to this deal. And I think Adrian and Justin are cracking that code, and having a guy like you reinforce that is worth its weight in gold. And I'm telling you, it's just so refreshing to me to see really smart people embracing doing network marketing the right way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one more thing to add is, like, you know, about, you know, and my friend Natasha Leitner is on here. It's like, if people don't like you, the more people don't like you, the more people will like you, right? If you want to try to please everyone, then you can please no one. The more you don't, the more haters you have. Actually, my mentor told me, the more haters you have, the more successful you are. Because for everyone you turn off, there's a group of someone exactly like you that will love what you do. Right? Just like a lot of people that are Simon Schaffner in the network marketing, that's scam, that's pyramid. Great. That's not my audience, but a lot of you are watching right now. You connect with Tom and Adrian. A lot of people that are Tom and Adrian, they're doing this thing for pyramid schemes. Oh, man. So what? But the whole billion-dollar industry that loves Tom and Adrian because of what the two they're providing. Last thing I want to share was, you talked about funnels before. You have to understand, like, you know, some people may not like me for saying this. There's a lot of companies out there, they're entrepreneurs, and they're looking to market, right? They prey on struggling network marketers. Like, so this person's struggling and stuff. So they say, oh, you can have a funnel that does everything for you, and then you don't need to recruit and just automatically sign up. Well, I'll tell you what, that's totally nonsense and BS, because 99% of the people I've interviewed, and I'm on episode 761, okay, 761 leaders of ML Nation podcast, probably I think only less than 10 people have a funnel. And the only reason they have a funnel is because they're making multiple six figures, maybe even seven figures. They have five VAs. They're building that funnel for them. Right? And at the end of the day, you have that funnel, you still got to talk to those people. Right? You still got to communicate with that people. So you think, oh, I'm going to sign up for this funnel because I've done it. And actually, the reason I'm so passionate and angry about this is I see a lot of people get hurt by that. Because people are preying on network marketers. Oh, this is cool. You don't need to do any more work. Get this funnel. Sign up for this. Sign up for this. It's all BS. And those people who do that, they've never built network marketing. Okay? They're not in the, you know, AMP, you know, Hall of Fame. They're not AMP speakers. They're not people who ever built. Maybe they built, okay, for 6 months and recruited some people, and then the whole business collapsed. That's not building. I'm talking about building with something, building something that lasts. Something like Tom Chanel's done for over 20-something years and still get paid. Someone like Jordan Adler. Someone like Troy Dooley.
Relax, Holly. We're firing around third base and heading to home. Take it away.
All right. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And it is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And I'm telling you, it is so amazing to have our buddy Simon Chan, Dan McCormick, on a golf course out at Bel Air right this second, walking down the fairway, trying to watch the show to say hi to Simon Chan, because everybody loves Simon. You are a model of integrity, Simon, and you should be very proud of that, because no one has any doubt about your integrity, your honesty, and that they can trust you. And you are who I want to be when I grow up, even though you're 40 years younger. So thank you.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a huge deal. And I think I think there's a lot of confusion out there in the world, or maybe, you know, people get mixed up, and some of this, to your point, Simon, is there's marketers that are taking advantage of people that are not, they're not having success. They're looking for an answer. They hear this shiny marketing message that sounds so good, and they get pulled down a rabbit hole that's not going to really work for them. What works is having a place that you can drop people off for them to get more information about what you do. It's a tool. That tool might even be a funnel. But at the end of the day, the funnel is not going to close the business for a network marketer. And even if it does, you probably still lost, because they have to join you, not just it, because it's not a transaction. It is a customer for life and hopefully a partnership. And none of those things happen if they don't get invested in you, not just the product. Is that right, Simon?
Yeah, because ultimately, what are we selling, right? We're selling something. You know, I always ask this question. A lot of people get it wrong. Like, what are you selling? Oh, people, I'm selling makeup. Oh, I'm selling health. I'm selling. No, you're not selling any of that. You're selling dreams. We're in the business to sell dreams. All right? And the second thing is, the dreams is that you're selling a dream, and you're selling the fact that you can help someone achieve that dream. Right now, if your company's, well, my company's the vehicle, yes, that's true. If they really love your company but don't believe in you, then they'll sign up for your company, but they'll sign up for someone else. Right? So they got to believe in you, and that's why showing up all the time is so important. The consistency, letting people know who you are, consistent providing value. Like what Tom and Adrian are doing, creating value, having me on here, creating value, right? That's what builds trust. That's what builds consistency. You know, I'm talking about people by your change, your commitment, and your consistency. How have you changed? How committed are you? And how consistently do you show up? You know, Tom was talking about my integrity and stuff. I don't even see myself as person integrity. It's like, that's created by showing up every day, whether you like it or not. You know, I got, example, I got COVID on the Sunday. On Monday morning, I wasn't feeling that great. I still got up at 5 a.m. and did my pep talk. Not because, you know, I think another part of it is, you know, who's our biggest enemy? Our biggest enemy is ourselves, right? When we do things that we don't want to do, that makes us feel good. That increases our self-esteem. that increases our confidence, that allows us to show up. That, like 3 weeks ago when I had COVID, I showed up for that pep talk. It's because I felt like, hey, if I didn't do it, my self-esteem would decrease, right? And I'm not living up to my name of consistency. When I do show up, it's like setting the example. Hey, I know I conquered myself. I'm not letting things stop me. Yeah, I'm sick, but I'm not letting that stop me. I'm going to still show up. And having that, that's, you know, before the show, we talk about tenacity, where you have some adversity and most people quit. No, these are small little things. When you do the things you don't want to do, it builds your self-confidence and be able to do things the next time you encounter something that's difficult.
That's huge. So repeat that one more time. People, they buy your consistency and what else? Say that one more time.
Briefly, I wrote about this in my book. People buy your change, your commitment, and your consistency. So even if you've never had success before, right, how can I convince people to join? How have you changed? Let people know how you've changed. Maybe, no, obviously you have a product transformation, yes, but the easiest way is your changes, your change in attitude, your change in habits, your change in routines. Maybe you used to never read, and now you read. Maybe you used to watch TV, but now you're watching trainings on the legacy leadership. How have you changed? Your commitment. How committed are you? Do you go to events? Do you show up even when you don't want to? And then your consistency, just showing up all the time, showing all the time. And then people are like, wow, well, you must have something to do. You know, someone I did one-on-one coaching with, I think they're probably watching now on Christina Arnold. They just show up every single day. And they used to never be able to recruit Walmart, co-market, but it's just showing every day. They meet someone today. They normally aren't able to recruit the co-market right away because they're strangers. There's no trust and relationship. But after 6 months, seeing that person show up all the time, all of a sudden that trust is built. And that's how they'd be able to consistently get co-markets now, co-market recruits.
That's so huge. And you know, think back, those of you who've been here with us the whole time, think back to Simon's story that he's having his kids practice their baseball swing every single day, even if it's only 15 minutes, right? It's not about hours and hours and hours of time. It's not about that you need to go become a full-time network marketer or quit your job or do anything. Create the space to do a couple of things really well with velocity, with consistency every single day, and people are going to notice. That's the whole name of the game. And this is what Simon talks about in his book, The Consistency Pill. So this is what you need to do right now. Go to MLMNation.com right now. Get on Simon's daily newsletter. You're going to see his consistency. Go and pick up your copy of his book, The Consistency Pill. You're going to see where you can do that on MLMNation.com. And just go follow this guy on Facebook because you're, again, going to see his consistency. You're going to see it everywhere he goes. Simon, this has been such an awesome show. Next week, we've got Doug Gordon.
We have no idea who he is. I booked him.
It's going to be awesome. And you've been listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Simon Chan from MLM Nation. Facebookers, stick around after the show. We'll see you all next week. Thanks.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.